T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, would you wear tants? 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line if you want to get involved in that specific conversation, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. We have other questions.
Is this from regular show?
Yes.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do. That was pretty good.
That was accurate.
That was pretty good.
Good job.
All right. Well, it appears as the intro to regular show.
Oh, I've always skipped that.
It appears as though Corey does not want to engage in our regular show conversation. So I guess perhaps we should move on to a different topic.
You know what's crazy is when we were a night show, people would always text in and say that we remind them of regular show. And
yes.
I never understood that.
You should watch it. It was a good show. Man, you know what? Real quick, and we're going to talk about the Cowboys, I promise, probably. Can you text in or Twitch or YouTube us? What was a show that you watched with your kids that you're like, you know what? I can tolerate this. I might even like it. Because regular show was on that list, but he also watched Brandon, that is, Yo Gabba Gabba. And I was like, this is the worst garbage I've ever seen in my life. Maybe it's because I was sober. Don't know.
Invincible.
But.
Oh, you weren't on acid? Yeah.
Yeah. I liked regular show and Adventure Time. I was a huge BMO fan. So those are the two shows that I'm going to go. If you guys have your own, you would like to throw out there.
Hunter x Hunter is an anime.
Ooh, I don't
that
know
Carter
that
and Avery were watching. I was like, I can get in on this. But I think a lot of adults watch anime, so maybe I'm wrong about that.
I mean, if your kids were watching it, that counts.
Yeah, they're kids.
Kevin, I don't have kids.
Wow.
My bad.
Way to really rub it in on Alec.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, someday.
But not today.
Yeah, well, if you think you don't have any money now, just wait until you have kids.
I'm talking to the bosses later.
There's a great bit on The Simpsons where Maggie dumps like spaghetti sauce into Marge's purse, and the single lady walks by, and she's like, oh, no, all I have in my purse is disposable income. And I thought that was a great shot against parenthood. All right, let us scout the Cardinals. Go ahead and give me cut number 6, if you would, please, good sir.
Instead, they drop back. They rush for Murray. Back of the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Wilson.
Oh, yeah, Phineas and Ferb. That's another really good one. All right, scouting the Cardinals. As you might guess, they have a decent amount of issues themselves, seeing as how they are 2-5, but this is something that we talked about a little bit yesterday. I think it bears repeating today. The Cardinals have 5 straight losses by 1, 3, 1, 4, and 4. That is a combined 13 points. That is tied for the lowest in NFL history for a team with five losses, along with the 2017 San Francisco 49ers. Here's the thing. You look at that team, though. They didn't end the season well. They ended up being 6-10. So you can say it's close losses, and maybe that's going to turn the corner, but you have still lost them, and you are still sitting with a worse record than the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, and Kevin, they were like, you know what? Things are going so well here in Arizona. We need to try out players.
Oh, are they?
They tried out nine players, including four wide receivers, one being Jalen Brooks. Three quarterbacks, and Jeff Driskel, Kyle Trask, your guy.
Yeah.
Logan Woodside. And then Jalen Brooks, Brennan Rice, Rock Taylor, and Jalen Virgil, and then a couple tight ends because they were like, we need to be better, is okay. Basically what they're saying.
Okay.
It was all offense, Kevin.
All right.
Did you notice that?
And their quarterback.
I don't know if you know this or not. Yeah. This is a stat I found recently. Did you know Kyler Murray is undefeated at AT&T Stadium?
Yes, I did. I saw every single one of those high school games in person.
What about the college games, though?
I saw one of those in person.
What about the professional games?
No.
Did you know that, though? I don't think anybody knew that.
I feel like I've heard that a lot.
Nobody's ever mentioned it. So this is a good deal, though.
Did you guys ever see the show Chowder, right? Was that with that little kid?
Chowder!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Gravity Falls. Gravity Falls is awesome.
Okay.
I saw somebody text that in. That's great.
Yeah. There's a lot of Blue's Clues, Gravity Falls, Ren and Stimpy. A couple for them. Clarence. You know what about Blue's Clues, though? Did you ever think that guy was going to snap? Because he's like, just tell me where the damn thing is. Like, I don't want to have to do...
He eventually did. Like, his life now is a little bit different. And his life before was a little different, too.
Oh, man. But, like...
But now he does, like, a TikTok where he does inspirational and motivational stuff, and he's pretty good at it.
That's nice.
He just stares at you and goes, it's going to be great today. You got this.
Okay. Well, I like that a lot better than I needed one freaking thing, and now I have to go on a 20-minute odyssey just to pick it up. But I also like that they showed the transition of power on Blue's Clues, because you had Steve and whatever the other guy's name was. It was like his cousin. They showed up at the same time, and you're like, okay, I know that guy. So for when they switched it out. All right. Back to the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to kind of zigzag around this entire thing. All right. You were talking about Kyler Murray. Missed the last two games due to a mid-foot sprain, but off the bye, it looks like he is going to be back. So as much as his replacement has actually statistically played better than him, you would, of course, assume that Kyler Murray will be back for the Cardinals. I think that this game is going to be super fun in terms of a battle of the tight ends. But to be fair, I kind of thought you might see that at least more so in the last game as well. And that didn't necessarily play out. But you have Jake Ferguson and Trey McBride. Jake Ferguson, 51 catches in 8 games. Trey McBride, 47 catches in 7 games. They rank 1 and 2 in the NFL for tight end receptions. But let's focus specifically, since we're scouting the Cardinals, on Trey McBride in his last 2 games. And this is very concerning for the Cowboys defense. He has caught 18 passes in the last 2 games for 146 yards. And most concerning of all, 3 touchdowns. He also has an active streak of 9 straight games with 5-plus catches. So one of the things it feels like going into this game you can count on is you can count on the Cardinals getting the ball to Trey McBride, but then perhaps more concerning, maybe getting the ball to him consistently in the end zone.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what was going on, because the last 2 games, Jacoby Brissett's been involved in those, and his target's up so much.
Right.
Why are the targets not there whenever Kyler's there? Is it because Kyler feels like he can go deeper a little more, or he has a better grasp of the offense? Trey McBride, I mean, he still was averaging, 8 before that?
He's still getting the ball.
He's a fantastic tight end, fantastic receiver. And I think he's kind of found a little bit more of a groove. But yeah, you're right. Around the end zone, that's the thing that's pretty tough for this.
And meanwhile, for the Cowboys, you have Jake Ferguson coming off a game in which he got targeted all of 1 time and had no receptions. And so obviously you wonder, are they going to get back to that? Because we always talk about it. That's Dak's safety net, his blanket, if you will. But he's also shown the ability to stretch the field to a certain extent this season, and I really would love to see that in this game.
Yeah, I think I'm the biggest thing I fear the most regarding regarding Kyler, Kevin, is his ability to run.
Yeah.
Shamar James is fast, and that's nice. But, man, if you get Jack Sanborn out on that field, if you have a Kenneth Murray, I just don't know if they can keep that going.
Right.
When he decides everything's broken down and it's time for me to go. And with the pass rush that this team has had or lacked, if you will, I don't know if they can keep that containment. We saw it with Jalen Hurts. We've seen it with other quarterbacks, too. And that containment's been a real problem for them.
All right. Don't listen to this next stat then, because it's not going to help with your concern level there. All right, for everybody else except for Corey, in his two professional wins at AT&T Stadium, Kyler Murray, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions passing, but probably more concerning. Remember, in 2 games, he has run for 118 yards and a touchdown on 19 carries. So he's averaging more than 6 yards a carry and has got to the end zone. And so if Kyler puts 60 yards rushing on you and scores a touchdown, I mean, the good news is the Cowboys offense scores 40-plus at home.
Okay, at home. And have they done it against really good defenses? I guess Green Bay at the time was supposed to be a really good defense. Kevin, I think Green Bay game was one of those that everybody studied a little extra in order to not be embarrassed by Micah. And that's one of those that I think that they gave their extra effort. They put their best foot forward.
And the good news is the Cardinals defense is not great.
It is the thing that's kept them in games, though, right? Like I don't think their offense keeps them in games. I think their defense has kept them close in a lot of these games, whether because their offense, what they average, 20 points a game?
21.9 points per game. Their defense gives up 22 points per game.
Because their offense can't score. They give them the ball back too many times. The more you give the opponent the ball back, the more often you have chances to get scored on.
I agree. I just think both their offense and defense are mediocre.
But that being said, their offense, our defense is the weakest defense in the league.
Fact.
So that's what hurt us last week against Denver. It was supposed to be, oh my gosh, number one offense against the Denver defense. That's great, except your defense can't keep up with their offense at all.
Right.
I think that it's going to be too much for Arizona to keep pace offensively with the Cowboys. But if the Arizona defense gets 3 stops, forces the Cowboys to punt 3 times, and the Cowboys shoot themselves in the foot on the goal line again whenever they have they're ready to knock on the door and walk in, and now they have to kick field goals. That's what plagues me about the Cowboys, Kevin, is the Cowboys' inability to be consistent and sustain things.
Is 3 punts your magic number then for not just this game, but maybe any Cowboys
game? The whole season. That's like you can't.
Okay.
Because until your defense proves that it can stop people, stop the worst teams.
Right.
Prove that you can do that.
Right.
Then I'll believe you.
Yeah.
But until then, your offense, sorry, guys. Now, that being said, all the money's spent on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
That's where everything's invested in. So the weight being carried over there on purpose, it was put there. And that's why, Jerry, when you ask him questions about, is there too much pressure on Dak? He's like, no. That's what he's paid for.
Yeah.
So those guys are being paid to do is carry the weight for this team.
Now, it'll be interesting because I guess a good thing, I'm trying to figure out good things going up against this defense, because Corey's right, that's been tough, is Arizona is not the most relentless rushing team in the league. They're 20th. And that's kind of what you see across.
Since the James Conner injury?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's been a problem.
And it's kind of what you see across the board for that offense, because they don't light it up passing either. They're 23rd. That could obviously change against the Cowboys offense. But defense. But I think at this point, I'm more concerned about the rushing defense, because at least I've seen them be good here and there. I don't particularly recall any game outside of obviously when Washington had none of their starting receivers where you feel like their pass defense has been good. So I guess I'll take my chances in this game against Kyler passing the ball as opposed to rushing, because they just really haven't found their footing. But if you wanted to know the specifics, points per game, they're 19th, total yards, 22nd, passing yards per game, 23rd, rushing yards 20th. So all about, you know, like slightly below average. But unfortunately, as you just referenced, the Cowboys have done a remarkable job of being able to turn even the most average or below averages of offenses into amazing offenses.
Since Chicago, every team has rushed for 100 yards against the Cowboys.
Huh.
Green Bay, 164.
Are you going backwards?
Jets, 144. Carolina, 216. 136 for Washington and 179 for Denver.
Yeah. The Washington one, that is surprising because you...
Dang it.
That one doesn't bother me as much because I think they might have gotten close or gotten over the hump with Mariota when I thought the game was over. I will give them credit for the Washington game. I thought they did a really good job of containing Kroski Merritt and Jaden Daniels before he got hurt.
It's the level of balance. You know, I think you're right. Teams that go over with the passing yards destroy this team.
Yes.
When you can have balance offensively against the Cowboys, though, you feel comfortable calling anything, which sets you up on second and third downs for any passing play you want to.
Maybe short second and third downs.
And that's the big, that's what Carolina did. Like, Carolina didn't have big passing yards, but Dowdle was so effective gashing you on first and second down that it didn't matter through that game.
And you know what? You mentioned the running back situation. The Cardinals do have the second most games and players lost to injury so far this year.
All right.
But it kind of depends on how do you roll with the flow, because you know who's first? The Lions. Well, so like you can't just say injuries. Okay, because second is the Cardinals. They're not good. First is the Lions. They're doing just fine. They might be the best team in the NFL.
Can I be honest about something, Kevin?
What's that?
I did pick up Kyler Murray off the waiver wires this weekend because Baker Mayfield's out for a bye.
So you want a shootout?
I definitely want a shootout.
You want a 40-37?
You know what? I'll take that. I'll take another tie at 44 points.
Well,
what are you doing?
Yeah, being a hater, at least in my scenario, we won. Let me ask you this. Do you ever...
We kind of win with a tie. It's a half win.
No, you don't.
It's half loss, half win.
Only two outcomes I'll accept in this game, win or loss. The NFL will accept it.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
Do you ever do a thing with your fantasy players where you just look at the score before you look at the stats and you have a good idea of whether you're screwed or not? Like, you have the quarterback and it's, you know, midway through the fourth and it's 9-7 and you're like, well,
yeah,
never mind.
No, absolutely. There's lots of times whenever that's the case.
Or you hope it's 31-27 and you're like, okay, I need that breakdown to like go my way, but this could be super positive. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk Mavs, Pacers, and might surprise you to know that Anthony Davis is hurt. Next on The Fan.
The only time Dallas led in the game tonight was 4-2. They have a chance to go in front, and it is Powell who will put them in front, and a chance for a three-point lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, I was going to throw out something for you about the Mavericks. Like, would you want this player? Because right now the Mavericks are the betting favorites to pick up Tyler Hero. So real quick, he's not great defensively, if that's what you're thinking about. He's average to probably below average defensively. He has limited kind of lateral quickness, and he can get targeted on pick and rolls. That is what we were going to talk about a little bit more in addition to the game last night. But guess what? We're probably going to talk about something different now because the Mavericks do win, and as weird as it sounds, they win on the shoulders of Cooper Flagg. That one makes sense. But also, really, Brandon Williams and Dwight Powell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing a bit. Dwight Powell got to the free throw line again and again and again last night. You just heard it in the and one. And then Brandon Williams, who I believe is before the game, apologized for being a distraction for his arrest for marijuana at the airport on Saturday. Those two combined for 38 points. After Anthony Davis left the game in the first quarter, they take back the lead late, the Mavericks, and they win the game against a, you probably figured this would be the case, a struggling Pacers team.
Okay, a lot of different things here. Brandon Williams, obviously that's a feeling of he went out there and played that kind of game because he felt like he had some pressure on him too.
Well, I hope that arrest comes up more often then, because that was good.
I hope he...
Just for that purpose.
We've seen a level that he can play at before. We saw it last year, and we were like, oh man, this is actually pretty impressive. Impressive enough for us to be like, let's bring this guy back. And Jason Kidd agreed with us when we had him on right before the season started as well, that he's like, no, he has some things, some qualities we like. So I hope that we can get more, because he's a good ball handler, he can score. Those are some positive things. The Dwight Powell thing, that's an anomaly. We'll never see it again.
I don't know. 29th, 27th, there, somebody said best Maverick of all time.
Go back and look at the history of him versus Coach Carlisle's teams. I have no clue. I think Rick Carlisle's doing a bit where he's just like, you know what? They kept Dwight Powell all these years. I'm not going to guard him. And I think that he's like, I think he might be serious. I'm not going to guard that guy. Why would I? So I think that's one of the things. The other thing I need to ask you now, Kevin, is it too early for this to be Cooper Flagg's team?
No!
It's not his team, though.
I agree. And that actually, you know what? I'm glad that you said that. That is one of the issues that I've had early on with how Cooper Flagg has been utilized. I get it. He wants to defer. Perhaps he's been directly asked or told to defer. I don't know the answer to that. He ended up getting a respectable amount of shots. He was 6-for-11, so good job. But early in the game, he was kind of sitting around that 4 shot. And I was like, man, he has the potential to be your best player, unless you already think with Anthony Davis hurt, he is your best player. And he's shooting the ball 4 times.
Okay.
Like in a half. He's not a primary point guard, which is the only way I could see that working. You're like, yeah, but he has 12 assists. That's not the case.
Couple things here. A, your Duke head coach, John Cryer.
Shire.
Yeah, from Two and a Half Men.
No, this is different.
He oftentimes did have to tell Cooper to be more assertive.
Stop being so passive.
Stop being such a good teammate.
What he said at least one time is, go be effing Cooper Flagg.
And so that was a thing, and I wonder if that's still, Cooper Flagg he sees the game the correct way a lot of times.
Sure.
And so I wonder if he's like, well, Jason Kidd, remember the Brian Cardinal, or not Brian, the Scalabrine story. I already made the play for you.
Yeah.
You needed to just execute the play.
Right.
I already decided that you were going to score.
Yeah.
And sometimes Cooper Flagg's like, I've already decided y'all are going to do these things. Y'all just need to make the shot. And then, Kevin, in the fourth quarter, it's takeover time. Maybe that's the case. But in this league, the way we've seen it the last few years, the point guard is one of the main scorers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he wants to play that kind of game, or if he's like, no, I'll do my scoring at some point, but I do need to keep my teammates involved. Because that wasn't a criticism when Luka was around. A lot of times, teammates just stood there and then played defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like Jason Kidd wants a little more activity amongst the group, even though they do have a lot of ISO ball sometimes with Anthony Davis on the court. So that's weird to me, too.
From the 5-6-1, and this is another thing that I wanted to bring up, is they're going after the Mavericks for operating without a viable point guard all season. Also banking on AD staying healthy. All right, we'll get back to Anthony Davis in just one second. I'm with you. I don't really understand kind of how it's played out thus far this year. Because I said you can play Cooper Flagg at the point. I wouldn't do it long term. And I meant long term in terms of a game, not in terms of a season. But let's take a look at it. Because who did you pick up to, I guess, fill that void? It was D'Angelo Russell. Now, D'Angelo Russell can score, but he is not good defensively. But take a look at these first four games going into last night. The Mavericks, this is per Genius IQ, which kind of feels like you need to trust that.
It says genius in it.
Exactly. When D'Angelo Russell brought the ball up the court, the Mavericks scored 1.25 points per half-court possession. When it was anybody else, 0.94. So essentially every three possessions you scored 1 point fewer. And what did they respond to with that with D'Angelo Russell? Well, you look at the loss on Friday, he didn't even show up in the second half. You look at yesterday coming off the bench, which that part I do kind of get, and he gets 20 minutes. And I don't know if that means they're going to go with Brandon Williams a little bit more or kind of split that up, but I would have thought they would have used D'Angelo Russell, but I am also confused by the hodgepodge of a team that this is, because they don't want to put D'Angelo Russell in there because he's not good defensively. All right, well, Klay Thompson is not particularly great defensively anymore, and when you bring Kyrie Irving back, he's not particularly good defensively, and you also were under the illusion that you were getting the Anthony Davis from 4 years ago that could win Defensive Player of the Year. Now I think there's no chance in hell, healthy or not, Anthony Davis could win Defensive Player of the Year.
I will say,
little chance.
When it comes to Kyrie defensively, don't you feel like they feel the balance offensively pays off there?
Sure.
And do you feel that way about D'Angelo Russell?
Okay, but no, I don't. Because I think D'Angelo Russell is worse defensively
than Trae Young.
Than Kyrie. Nobody is worse defensively than Trae Young, or at least equivalent. Whereas, Kyrie is infinitely better offensively. Like, that's the trade-off I don't get. Okay, but let's go with that then. What would your theoretical starting lineup be? It would be Kyrie Irving, and so he's not great defensively. Klay Thompson as your backcourt, he's fine.
I'm still in the vein, I may be ridiculous here. My starting group would be Kyrie, Cooper, PJ, Anthony Davis, Derek Lively.
Yes, and I think that
ultimately that's what I would want.
I think that is their idealized version. In the meantime, I do appreciate that they've got Max Christie playing a lot more out there, because I think he has the potential to be a nice defensive upgrade. As for Anthony Davis, here is the tough part about it. Who do you believe? What do you believe? So Jason Kidd said after...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif
and RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
After the game yesterday, that Anthony Davis tried to get back into the game.
Heck yeah, let's go, man. I want to play.
But Jason Kidd said he didn't want to take any
chances.
The best
interest of the team.
There were concerns that maybe Anthony Davis was being kind of bothered by a little bit of Achilles injury.
Yep.
And then when you see he left the game because his lower leg was sore, you get nervous. And you know what? Maybe they'll come out today and they'll be like, hey, like we said after the game, it was just a precautionary method. We fully expect him to be out on the court on, I think, Saturday is their next game against the Pistons. But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Reading up on the injury itself, the Achilles injury, it's like an overuse thing. He played too much, Kevin.
It's been four games before last night.
Played too much, too many minutes. That size, he just can't. His body can't hold up. I think there's a lot of things I think could help and benefit him there, but that is it. That's what it stems from. So they're gonna have to fit. But isn't that his whole career? His whole career is load management. Like, just trying to make sure that he can play the next game somehow or in the next couple weeks. That's been his whole career. That's something you gotta be aware of every night. And that's one of the reasons, Kevin, it's tough even to depend on him on any given night, because you're like, he might leave the game.
Yeah.
Early in the game.
Yeah.
And it was a back-to-back, right?
So before he came to the Mavericks, I think the Mavericks looked at it like this. He was trending in the right direction. Everybody knows about the injury issues that Anthony Davis had had. So let's go back to three seasons ago. I think the Mavericks looked at it and they're like, oh, he played 56 games. All right, that's not great, but we're moving in the right direction coming off of a couple of injury-plagued seasons. Then the next year, he played 76 games, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's it. So they're moving in the right direction. I think they thought, because of that season, they were getting, like, I don't know, fourth, fifth, sixth year of his career, Anthony Davis, when he was playing a lot for New Orleans. And instead, as soon as he got traded here, you ran into injury issues. And maybe he comes back on Saturday, but I think he won't. And now all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, he's played 14 games out of how many possible here in Dallas. And how long is this going to last? If it's just one game, whatever. But if you think it's going to be one game here, and then in two more games, he's going to be out for a week. And then in four more games, he's going to be out for 2 weeks. I don't know.
What you have to do, what Jason Kidd has to figure out, is how to be productive without him.
Yeah.
And just have that plan in place of what is our team whenever he's not on the court. And I feel like you got to be that with everybody, right? Like, what's our backup plan whenever these guys aren't on the court? And we got to be prepared for these things. And who's playing in these big spots, especially when your three bigs are all out.
Yeah.
Like, what is our backup plan? Their backup plan was Dwight Powell, who gave you 18 points last night, Kevin. So
he was awesome. Look, I swear I'm not kidding. He was really good yesterday, and on my Dwight Powell-o-meter. He's 10-12
from free throw.
Yeah, we got the points, and he scored you the bucket that gave you the lead back. He was playing in the minutes that mattered when you retook this game, when for most of the night, it looked like you weren't going to be able to do that.
Now let's just try and get back after you finally beat an 0-4 team.
I admit they're not good.
Let's try to get back to 500. And let's get this thing turned around. So in the first 20 games, we can really get some good information that we can run with.
Look, if you can tell me that AD will either play against Detroit or play against Houston, and that Lively and Gafford will all be ready to go within the next two or three games, yeah, let's do it. Let's ride. If it turns out that an Anthony Davis injury is something more serious, or perhaps Lively or Gafford are more delayed, well, then the path in front of you, unfortunately, is clear. You put it all with Cooper Flagg and let the chips fall where they may, if I can quote Chauncey Billups.
Dude.
That's what he said. Meanwhile, if you didn't hear it in our cross, Ty Lue is now being looked into because he was at one of those games. And I realize maybe he had no idea. But if you're at one of the games that was busted for being an illegal x-ray table game that might or might not have been run by the mafia and you were there, doesn't look great.
Yeah, at the moment. No, you're right.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where we had history made at the World Series. Next on The Fan.
And the Blue Jays are headed home one win from a championship. And it was a child who led them tonight. 22-year-old Treyas Savage. 12 strikeouts.
Indeed it was, as right now it's time for some baseball nuggets. And let's start by talking about Treyas Savage. We talked about how he started game one of the World Series, not the best start in the world. How did he follow it up? Well, he followed it up with 7 innings of 3-hit, 1-run ball, and he struck out 12, which set the record for most strikeouts by a rookie in the World Series ever. I believe he surpassed the record of Don Newcomb like 80,000 years ago.
Did you say he was in high A ball to start the season?
He was in high A ball to start the season. So, like, my version of this would be... Actually, Evan Carter is an interesting comparison for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
But I was going to say, if we're looking forward, Sebastian Walcott next year, like being in the mix for World Series MVP.
Brock Porter.
Oh, Brock Porter's a good one because Sebastian Walcott's even more advanced than Savage was at the beginning of the year. But yeah, he went from high A to starting game one of the World Series, and now he put together a dominant,
pretty brilliant
performance last night that has the Blue Jays on the verge of taking this World Series.
Yeah, dude. And like, as the confidence that I was just telling you this off air, the fact that the Blue Jays look as confident as they do, even behind a rookie pitcher,
right,
who they know is a stud too, but it's the confidence they have of they look like we belong. We're supposed to be here and we're supposed to be doing these things. That should be terrifying to the Dodgers. And it's great for the Blue Jays. You should. It's the most difficult thing in the world for people to believe that they belong in the place that they are whenever it's a big stage and they haven't been there or they haven't done that or whatever. Derek Holland talked about that a lot when Cockstein would talk to them. Believing in the moment where you're supposed to be, doing that thing. They look the part right now, dude.
If you want
Vlad Jr. Jeez,
okay, man. And we will get to him as well. If you want to see that picture of confidence, I retweeted this out as well at Oh Thank Kevin, is you can see Shohei still finishing or reeling from his swing and miss with his knee on the ground, with you Savage getting pumped up and already walking off the mound because he just struck out the best player in baseball. It was remarkable performance by him. So that's one bit of history.
Do you need to smell perfect?
What? I'm sorry. I don't know that I've ever heard that before. When did you say that last week?
Maybe in our faux. Because it sounds like, there we go. I remember now. It's your Savage sounds like a perfume when they were like, looking to smell your best. Yes, Savage. And they just kept saying that. Yes, I remember that. I think that's
so weird.
Yeah, but you kind of see my point, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Okay, but let's talk about they make history.
He's in the desert staring off into the ocean that's above him.
Yes, Savage for men. And like, obviously, you're going to get that kid from Dune to star in your commercial and everything like that.
And some woman walks by in a button up and underwear only. And yes. You're like, why?
Yes.
Why is she in the desert with underwear and a button up on?
Yes, Savage. Don't leave home without it. Actually, I think that might be American Express. Go ahead and give me cut number one, because the Blue Jays also made offensive history last night.
Here he comes, an off and go in game five with a fastball that's hit in the air to deep left field, call to the track, it's on the first pitch of game five. Davis Schneider into George Springer's shoes and doing a great impression.
Now, try to act surprised when I tell you that no team in the history of the World Series had ever started off a game with back-to-back home runs. And again, try to be surprised when I tell you that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was coming to the plate following that leadoff home run. And again, try to be surprised when I play cut number two for you.
The very first pitch, and now Vlad Jr. hooks a ball down the left field line. They've got back-to-back to start game five. 3 pitches in, 2-0 Toronto.
You mentioned it. Holy cow, Vladimir Guerrero. Do you know he has 9 multi-hit games in this playoffs?
Wow.
Now, he is closing in on the record, and I realize the playoffs have expanded over the years, so the record's always going to be stilted more towards modern players. But he's 2 hits behind Randy Arozarena in 2020 for the most hits in a playoffs ever. Now,
if you tie the record for home runs in the World Series or play. He is at eight. Yeah.
He has 8 home runs, 15 RBIs. He's hitting .415 and his OPS is 1.337 thus far in the playoffs. He has been absurd, and I know they go round by round, but he feels like the all around playoff MVP thus far. A remarkable job, both offensively and pitching, that the Blue Jays put together yesterday. And now, at a 3-2 lead, they'll move into Friday looking to clinch the team's first World Series in 32 years. Now, I want to talk about the Dodgers for just a minute. We were there months ago on Teoscar Hernandez bobblehead night when he didn't play. You saw an example last night of why sometimes he is a detriment in the field. In the fourth inning, he could have just kind of let the ball take a hop, fielded in right, and it was going to be a single. Instead, because of the ridiculous way that they do errors and whatnot, he made a slide, tried to make a catch, and it turned into maybe a triple, but realistically, you know, it was a single with a two-base error right there. And so that cost them 2 bases on a night when their offense was not doing particularly well. They couldn't afford it. Honestly, they couldn't afford those first 2 home runs either. So Blue Jays take the lead 6-1 series goes 3-2 off a 6-1 win. The series goes back to Toronto on Friday.
Are you surprised that Blake Snell struggled since he had that great outing in the NLCS?
Yeah.
I am too.
I thought maybe you'd get kind of more of a in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, that was his second straight awesome start because he dealt against Philly as well. And so then, obviously, what you're referring to is just the remarkable start against the Milwaukee Brewers. And I thought he'd be fine, but I... pretty strong argument can be made he's been worse than fine.
Yeah,
in these
I've
last
just been
two
a little
games.
Surprised by how things have gone the last two for him. But I guess whenever you have an opponent that's formidable like this, that happens.
Good point. That is a very good point. Now, a couple of other things happening in the world of baseball. Let's go with the Twins. The Twins are reportedly hiring former Pirates manager Derek Shelton to be their next manager. And then...
he's a country singer, right?
No, that I believe that's Blake Shelton.
Okay.
I feel pretty good about that. And then, is he the one getting a divorce from Nicole Kidman?
Gwen Stefani, Keith Urban would probably, I don't know. Okay. She's been...
Keith Urban. That sounds right.
She's done
now
the marriage thing.
Okay. Now, for the Nationals, I kind of want to actually know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, let me give you some minutes.
For the Nationals, they're planning on hiring Blake Butera as their manager. He turned 33 August 7th. And so with his hiring, which is being reported by MLB.com, he would become the youngest manager in Major League Baseball since 1972.
What?
So at 33 years of age, so Alec, you still got 8.5 years?
Let's go!
Yeah, so you still got time to figure this out. But yeah, he'll be the youngest MLB manager in 52 years. So that's what it's looking like it's going to be for the Nationals and the Twins with their hires.
And who was the youngest manager before him, Kevin?
It was, dang it, it was Frank something.
Frank Quilici.
Okay.
33 also when he took over.
Okay.
The Twins.
I guess less days old.
I don't know, man. I don't pay attention to days.
Okay. Or Gwen Stefani marriages, apparently. We'll find out the answers to both of those. But if you're looking for hope for the Dodgers, I don't think you should have to look too hard. It's only 3-2. It's not like it's 3-0. But
going back on the to Toronto, though.
You are.
That's concerning.
But the singular human on the face of planet Earth right now that you would want to be starting the game for you.
Yamamoto.
Exactly. And that is who is going to start in game six. His last two starts have both been one run complete games. And in those 18 innings, he has given up 7 hits, 1 walk, and struck out 15.
Is that good?
Yes. That is bananas. He's already the first postseason pitcher to throw back-to-back complete games since Curt Schilling 24 years ago. What's he going to do with it all on the line? I've got to say, if you're the Dodgers, you got to feel great about this. Not about being down, but great about Yamamoto being the guy.
Oh, yeah. I think this is very much like you, Savage. You feel pretty comfortable with him stepping
Yamamoto
on the ball.
We'll have to work on that commercial another time. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Maybe if they win the World Series. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ Show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.